following message was recorded at New Beginnings Church in Slidell, Louisiana. Please feel free to duplicate and share this message as you feel led. And you are invited to visit us at New Beginnings Church at 330 Robert Boulevard, Slidell, Louisiana, 70458. Our Sunday services start at 10 a.m. and our Wednesday evening services at 7 p.m. If you have any questions, call us at 985-781-4663. And may God richly bless you as you listen to this message.
The Lord had put it in my heart, a time to remember. And it ain't because we're in the Christmas season, although it is because we're in that season. What the Lord had put in my heart. I just want to tell you something. If I can get this right, I'm not an astronomer nor an astrologer. An astrologer, and we'll clarify it, and maybe somebody can help me with this. But an astrologer is one who reads the stars and everything, and they operate their life through that, which is totally not of God. They predict things and all of these kind of things. Meaning they use astrology, Leo, Capricorn, to run their life. Daniel in the Bible was an astrologer. He read the stars. In fact, he knew the signs of the time. And that's why when it talked about Christ being born, the wise men, remember this little film we had last week? It was so true. I don't know if he was here last week or not, but it showed the wise men, three wise men or three kings. And it says, poof, no, there wasn't three. They gave three gifts. You know, and you got all of these little stories. No, he wasn't in a house. He was laid, you know, in a manger. It was a cave. And a manger, brother, Pastor Bill last week said, was a feeding trough and all of these things. Pastor Morris, I'm sorry. I said Pastor Bill? Why did I say Pastor Bill? Anyway. So I'm going to loosen up here in a minute. And when it gets flowing, I'm just asking the Lord, come on, whenever you're ready. But anyway, I want to just really, what Brother Jim had did by coming with these songs right here. And, you know, I talked about the Jesus. I mean, the last clip we had last week, if you wasn't here, it showed Jesus being born on December 25th. And then the little story went, poof, wrong. And they like, wait, let's not get into that. And it ended. It was really good. It was cute, you know. And a lot of things have been taught. But actually, Christ was actually born in April. And it was when the wise men didn't get to Jesus. And we don't know how many they were. Till literally 8 months later on December 25th. And that's when they gave the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And that's why it was the first day of Christmas, the first day that the gift was come. But, Brother Jim had put up this thing with the Christmas songs. Last night I was finishing up. The Lord had already put in my heart what it is to share with you guys. And I'm going to tell you this. You can teach the Word of God. Or you can teach a word of God. And that's the difference with this morning. I'm not going to teach the word of God, although I am, but I'm going to teach a word from God in this for this season and this time. And I don't know if I've ever said it here, but the Lord had spoken in my heart one time. He said, he had told me, I would rather give you a word in season than 10,000 words out of season. I can get up here and I can teach you a lot about the word, but if I can give you a word, something right now that you can hold on to, it's alive, it's something you can grab, and definitely, if the Lord is speaking anything right now, He's speaking of His coming, which is major. I'm gonna give a word today, what the Lord had given me. I'm probably going to let my wife do the writing, because she writes a whole lot better than me, and I'll have scribble up there, but the reason I brought the board up here is because I want you to write it down. Because it's definitely an inward season, a word in season. But let me tell you this about what he had said. Brother Jim had said about, he had put this, the praise and worship. He had said God got him up this morning. He had prepared something. It was going to be joyous and all of these kind of things. A lot of things have to happen in order for the Messiah to be born. Okay? And we know that we serve the true Messiah. Because just like it says in the Bible, I mean, in, it says it in Micah 5:2, it predicted the coming of the Lord. And certain things had to happen. They had to have a blood moon. A blood moon happens when you have a total eclipse. Now, it just so happens that when Christ was born, and it was in April, and 8 months later is when the wise men had actually came. It's amazing because this is the end of my sermon, what I had wrote down. And he and the Lord told me the first would be last and the last would be first. And it's amazing that, that Brother Jim had come up with this stuff. And I'm just going to read so I don't mess it up. Around what had to happen in the heavens, let me tell you that, because they was all looking for the coming. And this is really not the message, but it is the message. But just to go with why the Lord had given him what he gave him. Okay. There's a king planet. The king planet in the heavens is Jupiter. Okay. And the king star is Regulus. Okay. And in order for this, the wise men, when they had seen the star, the brightest star they had ever saw in their entire life, what had happened was the king planet and the king star Regulus came together and made that star over Jerusalem. But there was a lot of other things that happened during that time. And it talks about in Genesis chapter 19, verse 9 and 10. It says that we know that Jesus was the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Where all of this happened was in Leo, and Leo is the lion. Okay? So here we have the king planet and the king star coming together, fixed in Leo the lion. Now, the magi, or the magus, however you want to say it, M-A-G-I-S, the magi knew. And let me really tell you this. This is really good, too. The magi, it said, come from the east. Now, remember, when Daniel was taken out of captivity, he was led to Babylon. Daniel, they didn't know nothing about the stars over there in Babylon. In fact, Daniel died. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they all died over there. And he was one that mastered in the stars in the heavens. He knew how to read the signs of the time. Now, just a hint, okay? Isn't it funny that he, I'm sure, passed on his knowledge to those that was over there, okay, which is Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq. And it's where the wise men who knew how to read the stars came from. Why? I believe because Daniel, he imparted into them what he knew how to read. In fact, you remember Herod said, where is the child going to be born? Well, they knew exactly, they knew immediately where to go to. Micah 5:2 says that he would be born in Bethlehem. You see, they knew there were signs that was appearing and only a few of them knew. Even Paul talked about it. And when he talked about the coming of the Lord, there wasn't anybody that was, you know, coming against him or, oh, you crazy. No, they all knew. Just like Herod had to go to the Jews, find out what time it was that Jesus was coming. Then him knowing that, it was in the heavens written, listen, the regular star comes into Jupiter. King is being born in Leo, the lion. Not only that, and it was all placed in the mother planet is Venus. The mother planet, this ain't unbelievable. This is God. Now watch, all these things are going on in the heavens. The king planet comes, the king star Regulus comes into Leo the lion. Okay? When it's in Leo the lion, the mother, it all shifts and moves into Venus, which is the mother planet. And then from there goes into Virgo, which is the virgin, is going to be born and bring forth a king. And it's written in the heavens. And they see it. This ain't no surprise coming. Only those who have eyes to see and ears to hear and know what to look for is the Lord coming a second time. Because just like he did back then, He repeats himself over and over again, so we'll know. You and I were drowned out by the lights that are here. Remember, it was hot. back then. And where they slept at, they slept on their rooftops. And when they laid down, when the shepherds laid down in the field, what did they do? They were masters of the heavens. They knew where Leo the lion was. They knew where Virgo was, the virgin, where the king starred, and all of it is all set. They know. And every single night they prayed for the coming of the Lord, and they watched the heavens. And when these things started happening, Christmas is so awesome in itself. You know, I mean, there's no Buddha. There is no Muhammad. There is no nothing that the stars in everything operates like it does with what happened with any other person other than Jesus. Amen. If there is any proof, that will tell you right there that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Beyond the shadow of doubt. Listen to me. This is the real deal here. We serve a real God who is alive. The Magi come to him and they bring gifts to him on December 25th, 8 months later. I'm going to show y'all something today that's just going to blow you away. I mean, when the Lord began to show me, besides that, there's a word that God wants to give to you. Jesus not only was born on April 3rd, 33 AD, we can prove it because now with astronomy, we've found out that the heavens operate exactly like a clock. God has everything in his set time. Now, through astronomy, we could, and I'm not no astronomer by a long shot. I'm just learning this stuff because this stuff is awesome. And it applies to us, man. It gives us hope that it's real, that he is everything that he proclaimed to be. But now we can go back through time and just put it like spinning a hand on a clock. Back ways. It's spinning, spinning, spinning. And as you can watch the stars and move. And the reason why Jupiter, it says that the star came and stood right in front of Bethlehem, which just so happens to be in House of Bread, like Pastor Morris had said. He was laid in a feeding trough, so he was made to be eaten. The gift that was given to you and me was made to be consumed. Did you ever think about that? I wanted to come and bring presents to everybody and give them out. And when y'all open them, I wasn't going to give you a PlayStation I wanted every gift that was open. I wanted it to be made edible. Because when Christ was born in Bethlehem, he is the bread of life, born in Bethlehem, which means house of bread or heaven's oven. He was laid in a manger, which is a feeding trough, because his whole purpose for coming here was he was made to be eaten and consumed by us. That's why I said, I'm the bread of life. Unless you eat of me, you won't have eternal life. And many disciples left him, and I got off track. But anyway. Okay, we'll get into that. We celebrate the gift that was given when the Magi had actually came. It doesn't matter what day he was actually born on. It matters that the gift has come. And as long as we know that, that means everything. Okay? December 25th is all about Jesus. It's the time that the Magi brought the gift, but it's also when the gift was actually given back to us. But anyway, I was going somewhere. Anyway, praise the Lord. But here, let me just get back. Here we see all of these signs. Oh, I know where I was at. And I was going to give this at the end. But I said that Jesus was not only born on April 3rd, 33 AD. On the same day that Jesus was born, he died. On the exact same day. Okay? Now watch this. And I'm going to show you through the scriptures, which is awesome. So, here, if that's the case, if Jesus was also born on the same day that he died, we're going to take astronomy and we found out when he was born, April 3rd. Now, what we're going to do is put it in fast forward, the clock in the sky, and we're going to go forward 33 years. Okay? And when we get there, we're going to find out what was going on in the heavens at that time. We know April 3rd, this ain't guess, this is a fact. This is a fact. I'm not guessing here. On April 3rd, on 4/3/33 AD, exactly at 9 o'clock in the morning, they hung Jesus on a cross. He hung on the cross for 6 hours to 3 p.m. He had to be taken off the cross before 6 because of the Passover coming. He had to be off of the cross. If you go back in astronomy and look, remember it says in Joel 2:28, the sun shall be turned dark and the moon shall turn to blood. The blood moon is the eclipse. Whenever there's a blood moon, there's a total eclipse. The moon turns blood red. When Jesus died on the cross, it says that the sun was blocked out and the moon turned blood red. You go back in astrology, April of 33 AD, on the 3rd, the sun was blotched out and there was a full red blood moon, total eclipse. So when the soldiers was there and he ushered out his last breath, you know what they saw? I'm telling you, not only was there, he says there's signs in the earth, in the moon, and in the stars above. Listen to me. Mountains ripped when he died. Boulders split when he died. And the soldiers know something's up. Because at that precise minute, he dies and the moon turns blood red. The same sign that God is telling us today, and if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you're going to know that, hey, people, we're at the end. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? You're not one that's blind walking around. There is signs right now that God has given us that you and me need to be looking for, just like the Magi did before. And don't let Jesus come back now and catch you unaware like he did a lot of them back then. Listen to this. Do you know every Jew back then, every single one of them, knew that a king was born? They knew it because they could read the heavens. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, they knew a Messiah came. And Herod did too. That's why he did exactly what happened in the time of Moses. He went after the infant children, 2 and under, according to the time that the Magi had came unto him. Okay? Which is amazing. All of this, the Spirit of God, moves through Mr. Jim and other people to say, hey, I don't want you to play Shira Shira music, praise and worship. I'm giving you direction in what it is I want you to do. I want you to go back to the Christmas. Oh, star in Bethlehem. I mean, look at this. That right there is actually two planets that has come together. King Jupiter and King Regulus, the star. If I seen this last night. Last night at 3 o'clock in the morning, the Lord gave me this to bring to y'all today. If you zoom in on that planet and star, that has never happened before. If you zoom in on it, you'll find that it's actually two in one the closer you get. I seen the imagery last night on an astronomer thing. And the reason why, we know that planets don't stay still. They move. Well, how did King Regulus and King Jupiter stand still over the little town of Bethlehem? Well, if you know anything about it, and I know very little, that planets move in an elliptical. And when the wise men came to Herod to worship Christ, they said, "Where is he?" Well, we know he's been born, for we've seen his star. And Herod says, "Well, when you find him, let me know so I can come kill him." They knew. It says that the star stood still over Bethlehem. Stars don't stand still. They move. And what was happening was it was in an elliptical orbit, and it was coming down, and when they seen it, to them, because the earth is moving, and it's moving, it looks like it was about to go back up, and it takes time for that. So these two, to them, it was stopped, but it was at the bottom of its elliptical orbit, and it was on its way back up again. That's how they knew he was born. It's amazing. Let me make sure I gave you all of this. It was a sign in heaven. King planet Jupiter and mother planet Venus come together, which made the star of Bethlehem. Here's another just a thing. Jesus was born in April because in December, the shepherds are not in the field. But does it matter? No. What matters is the gift has been given. And it was the first time that we as Christians received that gift on December 25th. And that's why we celebrate it today. Now I want to give you, let me tell you what happened to me. I've been going through a bunch. How many of you has been going through a lot? Wow. The word in season is for you today. Divine appointment. Okay? This past 2 weeks ago, I think it was. I'm in a class at Resurrection Life. I'm in these training classes. And, let me tell you this, and I'm going to go back to that. Don't let me forget that. Listen to this. The Lord gave me this too, and I wrote it down. And I got my notebook, but I don't remember what it was. Listen to me. The church is not the field. Listen to this good. The church is the training place for the field. You hear what I'm saying? A lot of people come in and they want to go into ministry. I'm in full ministry. Listen to me. How many here love Jesus? You're already in full ministry right now where you're at. Listen, your field is where you work. And let me tell you this. God is calling people right now. You're going to find there's a shift happening. There are people who's going to go into full-time church ministry right now. But each and every one of you are at a crossover time in your life. Okay? Because we're in a crossover season right now. Beyond the shadow of a doubt. I know it because I study from a Hebraic side. We're in the year 5769. Rosh Hashanah was September 30th. It was the beginning of the new year. On Rosh Hashanah is when Jesus, the first sign, came in heaven that a king was going to be born. Okay? Your new year that you look at is January. January, listen to me, means nothing to God on his prophetic timetable. Nothing. Just because it's January doesn't mean you're going to shift into something new. We have just ended a 7-year shift cycle. There is a new one that's beginning even now as I speak. Okay? This year, which began September 30th, you're going to see a major shift or change in your life. I'm going to tell you this. Bloom where God has planted you. I'm just throwing it out there. Remember the Lord had given me that word. Bloom where it is God has planted you. Every time you pull up a tree and you transplant a tree, it'll never take a root system and become strong and grow. I remember when God told me this. He said, bloom where I've planted you. And I remember I told the Lord, you know how much trouble that I've went through with this man that you want me to be under? You know all the stuff that we had? I have planted you in Mississippi. Bloom where I've planted you. I could have placed you anywhere else. But I called you to where you are today. Bloom. God knows what he's doing. You hear me? God knows what he's doing. But I'm waiting. I feel I need to do this and do that. No. Bloom where I've planted you. And in his time, not our time, because we feel we should be here or be there, but God is saying, bloom where I've planted you, and I'm going to move you into what it is in my time. Three weeks ago, I was going through a major odd time. I went to class. It was a Monday. And Alan said, look, I'm going to do things a little bit different. He said, my pastor. He said, I'm going to do a little things different tonight. He said, I'm going to play Psalm 61. I want you to read Psalm 61, but I want you to just write whatever comes to mind. And so I said, okay, Lord. I sat down. Alan pulled out, opened my Bible. It's a Monday night, 8 o'clock on the 8th this month. I sit down. Music's playing, and I start reading Psalm 61. He said, I just want you to write down whatever comes to your heart. I'm going to read to you exactly what I wrote down. This is what the Lord gave me on 12-8-08. Remember I told you, you can teach the word of God, but you can teach or preach a word from God. And today is a word from God for you and for me. And it's, I believe it's a global thing. Okay? This is what I wrote. I remember you supplied. I entitled the top of my paper. This is what I wrote. One page, he played like three songs. I wrote, I remember, Lord, when things wasn't going very well with the job situation. Last year at this time, a lot had happened. I was in a job change. I was left my job to go build Resurrection Life Church, and everything collapsed on me. It didn't go the way I thought it was going because I had planned by this time to be in full ministry at Resurrection Life. That was the plan. At this time I'm writing this, we're going through a major deal. I'm going to write it. I'm going to read it. I remember, Lord, when things wasn't going very well with the job situation. I remember you showing me a lighthouse when I was in question about which way I was to go. I remember while I was camping, I went away just so I could seek you for direction that you wanted me to go. I remember my mom calling and saying that she had a gift from me that she had just received in the mail, and she was coming to visit me at the campground. I remember my mom giving me a keychain with a lighthouse on it, a strong tower. This was the second time the Lord showed me the lighthouse. Once on a license plate, the second time was a gift given to me by my sister, a calendar of the lighthouse on Christmas, and the third while I was seeking you at the campground. You had my mom, who had no idea what was going on, bring me a lighthouse on a keychain from Israel. In a rough time, you gave me direction by sending me to a place to work where their symbol is a lighthouse. It's called the Citadel, a strong tower. I'll tell you what happened. Last week before last, I went in Monday, and I was so in a bind because my electricity was cut off a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. My truck note was almost three notes behind. It was calling me, telling me they'd come get in my truck. We was in a wreck. With this job change that I had went through, I took about a $10,000, $15,000 cut in pay, but it was God's direction, only way he wanted me to go. And gas had spiked, and I was running from Mississippi to New Orleans, because that's where I work. So we was paying about $600 to $800 a month in gas, okay? Monday when I went in, I was overwhelmed. When Alan said, now this is the same exact time we're in right now. Right now is last year, exact same time. The Lord told me. He said, when I went in and wrote this stuff down and I told the Lord, I remember you supplied because of all that I was going through. And I wrote all that stuff. The next day, Tuesday, I get up to go to work. I get to work, 3 o'clock, get a phone call. Next day, Rob, I want you to come in to the office. Well, before I tell you that, what I was saying was, God is giving direction, but you need to see it. Okay? First time the Lord gave me direction was December 25th of last year, this time. My sister gave me a calendar with lighthouses on it. She says, oh, brother, when I think of you, I just picture a lighthouse. I'm like, yes, sis. You know, the Christian thing or whatever. But she was serious. It was a lighthouse. I threw it in the back room. The next time, at this time, I'm driving home. At this time last year, Mississippi changed their license plate to a lighthouse. Second time. Third time, my mom brings me a keychain with a lighthouse on it, a strong tower, the Citadel. Literally, and it came from Israel, sent to me, hand-delivered at the campground. And I'm like, all right, let everything be established, 2 Corinthians 13, let everything be established by two or three witnesses. God is showing me something. And I'm like, Lord, you giving me direction here, you know? Well, I don't have no job. I know the next day or whatever I got up, I'm on the interstate, I'm going to do a little side job. My brother's driving, I'm kicked back, come into Covington, stop at the red light, and I'm laid back in a seat. And when he stopped, I said, well, I guess we're getting close. I grabbed the seat, and when I lifted it up, if y'all notice when y'all leave, look at that truck out there in the driveway. It's got the Citadel written on the side of it. I seen that truck, and there's a big old lighthouse on it. I called them up, and bam, they gave me a job. He was giving me direction. I'm working for a man now who loves Jesus, who got his name from an evangelist. Okay? So look and listen to his leading. Okay? Now watch. So I go and the Lord, I go to Citadel. They call me in for the interview. I'm in all of this trouble. I get in there. Rob, I'm sitting down with the vice president. President, how you feel about everything? You enjoy working for the company? Mr. Denzel Clark. And, oh, the next day on the 9th. I went Monday the 8th. I wrote that stuff down. I'm stressed and all of this stuff. The very next day, I go into the office. They call me in for evaluation. How do you like everything, Rob? I said, everything's great. you know, is there anything we can do for you? I said, no, I just appreciate y'all giving me a job. And, you know, y'all, you know, he says, look, we gave you $3,000 to help you out with gas. Put that on your salary. He said, now that gas prices is down, you can have that. I'm like, thank you. He says, besides that, I want to give you a $5,000 raise. I'm like, wow. You know, but you know what? It still won't meet my need. $5,000 raise, I'm still in a hole here, big time. He said, are you happy with it? It's about 70 bucks a week. Are you happy with everything? And I'm like, very much, man. I just really appreciate you guys. I even talked about the Lord with him and all that God was doing on the job. They said, well, hold up. Look, on top of that, we want to give you $5,000 check just to say thanks. Watch this. A time to remember. I wrote on a paper. I remembered you supplied. I wrote that Monday. I remember that was on Monday the 8th. The very next day I walk in and they hand me, $10,000 besides letting me keep the three made up. So, it leads into our word, not your word, our word. Alan had asked me to do something. He said, Rob, I want you to write me a sermon on the Lord. I said, I'm thinking, how am I write a sermon on the Lord? Do whatever you want to do. You know, I thought about it, couldn't do anything. When I left Citadel, after getting all of that stuff, right there, come on up here. The Lord told me, write out down. Let me tell you what the Lord. Write L-O-R-D. Write this down. The Lord told me. He said, now, I'm on the 5-mile bridge coming back home right after all of this had happened. Okay? And all of a sudden, the Lord just hits me, and he says this to me. He says, remember, he showed me 3 lighthouses. Remember? Let everything be established by 2 or 3 witnesses. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. The Lord told me L equals. He said, look and listen to my leading. He gave me 3 things. I didn't sit down and plan this. I'm just telling you, the Lord began to speak to me. And he said, when you're overcome, and overwhelmed,
okay, y'all know what the word is. Probably murdered.
When you're overcome and overwhelmed by your obstacles. He just spoke this out to me. He said, I am the righteous ruler. You can rely on. And he told me, D, right out of the thing. He said, I'll give you direction and deliverance in your distresses. So what he told me was, he said, Robbie, this is for you. He said, look and listen to my leading. This is like a word that you really need to grab a hold of. Because right now, the Lord is going to be giving y'all some things. He said, look and listen to my leading when you're overcome and overwhelmed by your obstacles. I am your righteous ruler you can rely on, and I'll give you direction and deliverance in your distress. That was the word the Lord wanted me to deliver to you today. Okay? That ain't it. Right after I wrote that down, the Lord gave me this. I couldn't get it down fast enough. I wrote this right after I did that. I wrote, I believe we are in a time of remembering. It was amazing because that last song up there was Remember, he had up there on the top. I believe we're in a time of remembering. This was the same place Moses was at the end of their 40 years of traveling in the wilderness. Moses states to Israel, to the children of Israel, in Deuteronomy, all that God had done for them in the past 40 years. A time period beginning at Egypt all the way to the Jordan. Israel, Moses said to the children of Israel over and over again, remember, remember, remember how God never failed you and always supplied you with manna and quail and water, destroyed armies, delivered you from bondage and slavery, parted the Red Sea, protected you by a cloud by day and a fire by night. Led you through the wilderness, and your clothes and your shoes never wore out. The nations feared you because I wrote my name on you and called you my bride. It's crossover time. I believe as Christians we are now at the same period that Israel was. Israel traveled 40 years, and it was time for crossover. We have been traveling for 40 jubilees. It's crossover time. You're probably like, what are you talking about? Listen to this now. It's an in-season word. It's crossover time. Moses traveled through the wilderness for 40 years. Okay? We have been traveling in this wilderness we're living in right now for 2,000 years, right? From when Jesus came to right now is approximately 2,000 years. Right? A jubilee in the Bible is 50 years. Okay? In 2,000 years, there is 40 jubilees. We're at the end of the 40th jubilee right now. Do you understand that? There's 40 50s in 2,000 years, and God is repeating himself over and over again in his word, letting us know, just like the signs was before, we're having a sign now. I'm going to really blow you away. Rob, how can you say that? Number one, I know we're at the end of the 2,000-year mark. Okay? If you know anything about Moses and traveling in the wilderness for 40 years, he travels for 40 years, and when he gets there, he's got to impart into Joshua his mantle, because he's got to go up on Mount Nebo and die. And Joshua, whose name means Jesus, is leading the 12 tribes of Israel. Right? It's a picture of Christ leading his 12 disciples. Exact same thing. Alright? You've had 40 years of traveling in the wilderness. Do you understand? Y'all understand? If you don't understand, make sure you catch me and I'll explain it to you. Okay? I'm really going to blow you away with this one. We've been traveling for 40 jubilees or 2,000 years, and God right now is about to send Yeshua, Jesus, to cross us over into the promised land. You hear me? Which is, now, that period of time we're sitting in right now. Now watch this.
That's really just wow.
Remember the Lord spoke to me. How do you know? Well, I know by the times that we're in, but also, who was Charlton Heston? What was he best known for? Wow. Listen to this. You know when Charlton Heston died? He died in April. You know when Moses died? He died in April. The sign is in front of us. Moses is dead. It's on our TVs. It's across the news board. God is saying, Moses is dead. It's crossover time. You think that's coincidence that that Charlton Heston died the same time Moses did? I don't think so. Do you think what is he known for? Moses. The signs are there. You hear me? Moses leaves Egypt in April. Passover. Okay? When Moses leaves with the children of Israel, you know, Bible says, if you want to know what's going to happen in the end, look to the beginning. Because I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I don't go to Revelations to see what's going to happen in the end. I go to the beginning because God repeats himself. Amen. Moses left Egypt in April and comes to the sea. Exodus chapter 15. Brother Jim, Exodus 15, please, if you don't mind. Look at that. That's good stuff. God, direction, deliverance, and distress. Moses leaves Egypt on Passover after the blood's applied. They are, now remember he said, girded, loins girded, shoes on the feet, and staff in your hand. God is saying, be ready, because that's where you need to be right now. Loins girded is a belt of truth. Then Moses and the Israelites sang the song of the Lord and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is high and exalted. He has thrown the horse and its rider into the sea. What could that possibly mean? Watch. Moses leaves Egypt, goes to the Red Sea in April. I'm just going to say there. But it's all on the same date. Nisan 14 is April, okay? The 10th day of Nisan, 14th day of Nisan, okay, on Passover he leaves. When he gets to the sea on the 14th day of Nisan, the Bible says this is a crossing over time for Israel. Okay? They're going to Mount Sinai where God is. Jesus is coming to take us where the Father is. When they get to the Red Sea, the Bible says Pharaoh is pursuing hard after the children of Israel with 600 horsemen, 600 chariots, and 600 men. Hold on now. Wait, I'm fixing to get all excited on you. Moses, check it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Read it. It's there. God makes a way for them through the sea. They're baptized into Moses, Corinthians 10. They part the sea. The Bible says that Pharaoh was called that old serpent, the beast. The beast in his sea with the army pursued after him, and God crushed his head. And when they got to the other side, they sang the song of Moses. Go to Revelation chapter 15, Brother Jim. Revelation 15 for me. Revelation 15, brother. Then I saw another great and awe-inspiring sign in the heaven. Seven angels with seven last plagues. Go ahead. With the wrath that be completed. Go to verse 2. I also saw something that looked like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those that had won the victory from the beast, his image, and the number of the name that was standing on the sea of glass with harps. Verse 3. They sang the song of God's servant Moses. God just showed a picture in Moses how he was going to crush the enemy's head. Jesus just destroys the beast in the sea in Revelations. And what song do they sing? The song of Moses. It's crossover time. Listen. Moses takes him straight to Mount Sinai where God gives him his law. They traveled through the wilderness for 40 years, or let me say it correctly. They went, now hold on, let me tell you this. Whoa. Jesus is, I'm going to read it to you. No, I'm just going to tell you. Lord. Jesus was killed on Passover, the same day they put the blood on the doors, Moses. When the children of Israel left Egypt, they left on a 14th day. And on that 14th day, they buried Jesus. On the 17th day, when the children of Israel was coming up on the other side, on the 17th day, Jesus was coming up out of the ground because what he did had just destroyed Satan and his army. Listen to me. Not a day before, not 2 minutes before, on the exact same day, just so happens, Jesus rides into Jerusalem on the exact same day that Moses put the blood on a doorpost in the lintels. On the 10th day. The 14th day, they kill the lamb and put the blood on the lintels. Jesus was killed on the 14th day, exact same day. Joshua is at the Jordan. Go and read it. When is he at the Jordan? The 10th day of Nisan, April, the same exact day, 40 years later, he's at that crossover period. Listen, we are so close right now to the coming of the Lord. It's what's moving. And you got to have, listen, eyes to see in ears to hear. This ain't no play around stuff here. God. Now listen to this. Rob, what are you saying? That we can kind of know when the Lord's coming? Brother? Yes. If the Magi knew the sign in heaven was bringing Jesus, you need to be able to look and see the sign today for the coming of the Lord. Now watch. One day, we'll get into all kind of good stuff, which is spring feast and fall feast and what they mean and how they apply. Adam, on the very same day that Adam was born, in Rosh Hashanah, which is chief of the head of the new year, he died. And when he died, that's September. Adam was born in September. He died on the very day he was born. Moses died on the very day that he was born. Why? I mean, Jesus died on the very day that he was born. Is there a trail? Is there something? Is God trying to say something? If he gives me a lighthouse and gives me another lighthouse and gives me another lighthouse, hey, Rob, look for the lighthouse. That's the sign. When I see the lighthouse, I'm going. You hear me what I'm saying? This is good stuff. Man, this is great stuff. Hey, this is what I'm talking about. Eat it. Are you eating it? Because the feeding trough is there. Feed off of it. That's what he's talking about. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. This is what gives life. This is what gives me another day to say, I'm going. I'm not staying. I'm pursuing. I ain't giving up. I know God's got a plan for me. He's taking me across. Listen to this. When Israel went through the Red Sea, there was a parting of water. And it says that when they crossed over, they were new. God had rolled off the reproach of sin. Joshua had to cross a body of water. In fact, he says in Joshua, when they're at the Jordan, Moses went up on Mount Nebo and died. We're really getting excited now, brother. I got a few minutes. I'm going to give you everything I can. Listen to this, Lord. When Moses, go and look at things like this in the Bible. It says that Moses died at exactly 120 years old. Man, hold on a second now. I remember reading in the Bible, there's a few more 120s up in there. Let me see. Yet in 120 years, God said to Noah, I'm going to flood the earth. Wait now. There was a new heaven and a new earth created after 120 years when God came forth with the 120. Are you with me? Say, I'm with you. Listen, because he repeats himself over and over. There was 120 filled in the upper room. It was the beginning of something new. Watch this. There was 6 water pots in John chapter 2, all containing 20 firkins, Hebrew. 20 times 6 is 120 gallons. And there was a wedding. Did you hear me? Hold on a second. We're going to get excited now, brother. Listen to this. In 6,000 years of history, there is 120 jubilees. 2,000 years, 40 jubilees. From Adam to Noah was 40 jubilees. From Noah to when Jesus died on the cross, listen to me, exactly 40, 80. From Jesus to right now, we're at the end of the 120th jubilee. What happens at the end of the 120? Moses died, the Joshua and the children crossed over, baby. It's crossover time. When Moses died, they crossed over. At the end of 6,000 years, we're crossing over. Do you hear me? At the end of 120 years, God flooded the earth. They had to have a new heaven and a new earth. His signs are there. Look and listen to his leading. Remember the whole book of Deuteronomy. The whole book is about remember, remember, remember what I've done. If you're not reading and studying, you're going to miss the sign. If you're not studying the heavens, you're going to miss the sign. God took it out the heavens and he wrote it in this book. And he wants you to, just like the children of Israel did, they read the heavens. He wants you to read his word. Let's pray. Father, only you, God, can deliver something like that. We're just, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would today open our eyes to see you, Father. Our ears to hear you, Lord, in the direction that you're giving us, especially in this crossover time, Lord. And there's so much more, Father. Lord, let us look and listen to your leading. Let us remember all that you have done for us, Father, so we don't fall to the way or just give up and not reach our destiny. Because, Father, in our destiny is others coming into you. You are faithful to complete what you have begun in us. And God, I just speak that over your people today. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. The gift that you have written in the heavens. That we know that we know that we know, Father, that your Son, Jesus, is the only way, the truth, and the life. And it's not by any other man, because, Father, what you have done is awesome. Only you can do this. Father, we love you. And we're asking, Father, help us. As Joshua sanctified the children, and as they crossed over the Jordan, the Bible, you said in your word, that they removed their foreskins or their flesh. Because we're crossing over and you're giving us a new body. But while we're here, Lord, help us to gather in. Father, bring them to us so we can love them, Lord. It's all about your love and what you've done for us. And I say today, Father, you're awesome, oh God. And I thank you for that gift, that awesome gift that you had to bear and kill for us. So, Father, I say, just, I don't say amen yet. Listen to this. Open up your eyes. December 25th. Christmas Eve night, I went to my neighbor's house. And we got there, and they had a, we go there every year. And we kind of started a little tradition thing that we actually, Kathy, my neighbor, she's the one that started it. It was awesome. I've been doing it for like 7 years now. We have a birthday cake for Jesus on Christmas Eve. We sing happy birthday. Then we go outside with helium balloons and we write down a message on a little piece of paper and we tie it to the helium balloon and we all go outside with our balloons. And we pray, we thank the Lord, and we just send him up a message, whatever it is. But while I was there, there was two people that came in from Illinois. It was one of the ladies who manages, my neighbors own an RV park. And while I was there, her sister came in from Illinois, 800 miles away. And so when I got there, they asked me, This Mr. Charlie was his name, and Judith, right? Charlie said, when my mom died, he's like 55 years old, he said, I was in a room with her, and right before she passed, she said, oh, Charlie, do you see it? And he's like, what, Mom? He said, I see above the door, look, I see... She never knew what the ark was. I see an ark. And he's like, I don't. She said, above the door. He said, where at, Mom? She said, move to the door. And he said, right here? She said, no, higher. Right here? No, higher. Higher, Charlie. She was dying now. And he said, right here? She said, yeah. Do you see it? I see a man. She spoke Spanish. She said, I see a man standing by the ark, and he's got something across his chest, and it says, Jesus. And she died. She died like a week later. They seen a box. She seen, described it to Charlie. A box with a crown on it. And he asked me if I knew anything about that. Divine appointment. He lives in Illinois. God brings him 800 miles away to a person who built the tabernacle of Moses to ask me if I know what the ark is. Well, I really didn't have much to say. Listen to this. After I said very little, for a couple of hours, the next night we get a phone call, December 25th. Can I come over and see that ark? 7:30 at night. Absolutely. Comes over there. I think he had a gugutza in his throat when he was looking at the ark because he was like, he's floored. I said, hey man. I said, you want to accept Jesus in your heart as your Savior? Man, both of them right there accepted Jesus. On December the 25th, the greatest gift that could ever be given, God brought that man 800 miles away to receive the gift. 8 being a number of new beginnings. Listen to this. I want to tell you something. You don't have to go holler and scream on any street corner. The Bible says that God calls all men unto himself. When you start being like Jesus, God is going to bring them right to you. Another quick testimony, a man about 77 years old pulled up in front of my house, was going to blow his brains out. Come knocked on my door and said he was lost. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning. I didn't hear nothing about, all I heard God say, you better believe he's lost. The man accepted Jesus right there and I baptized him in my swimming pool. 7 o'clock in the morning, he was about to blow his brains out in front of my house in a Winnebago, had his gun and everything. He said, I don't know what it was, but I had to come to your house. He was on his way to New York and he was in Carrier, Mississippi, lost. Brother, you ain't lost, you found. You hear what I'm saying? You've been found by Jesus. Listen, that's awesome stuff. I'm not one much for an altar call. But I'm going to tell you, if you don't know Jesus, come up. If you don't want to come up, you can just say the prayer. I'll pray. If you want Jesus, come up. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, you repeat after me. Father, Lord, I know your word is true. And Father, I'm a wretched sinner. And I need Jesus. So today, even though I don't understand everything, Lord, I'm asking that Jesus would come into my heart. And Father, that you would save me by your perfect gift, Jesus. Father, give me eyes to see, ears to hear, and you send your Spirit to fill me with your Holy Spirit. To give me direction. To give me guidance in the time that we're living in. Give me eyes to see your word. To be able to read your word, Father. And understand your word by your Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. And Father, thank you for your gift. Your precious gift. Your Son. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.